Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. We have one more opportunity again to come before the Lord, gather together with others, and certainly others meaning you and friends. We thank you for your attention to what God wants on this first day of the work week. And it's Monday, June the 16th. In the year of our Lord 2014. Well, this is the post Father's Day week, and I know I'm so thankful for the day on yesterday. That's one of the things that is wonderful about the earth, that we would take time out to recognize and honor fathers and fatherhood. And in our zone, it was a wonderful day. The weather was so supportive of the occasion, and people were very happy all around. You could see smiles on their faces and so on. And I trust that was the case with you, that you had a wonderful day on yesterday. We thank God for fathers, and our Father in heaven is so wonderful that he allowed a man to carry the title of father, so as to give us an idea of how kind and wonderful our Father in heaven is. He is our provider. He's everything to us. And the children in our church family gave a little program on yesterday in honoring the fathers, and it was very cute. It was great. It was really, really great. So personally, myself, I had a wonderful day on yesterday. And so I'm basking in the afterglow of that. Well, thank you for joining us. Today we want to go before God, and we want to bring back to him some things that he laid on our hearts, and hopefully laid something on your heart. And we want to speak with him concerning those things. Let us go before the throne. We want to open in prayer. We want to invite his presence, which makes all the difference in the world when he is present. And he did promise to be with us. He said, if two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst to bless. Thank you for gathering with us, and we thank him for being in the midst. So we want to let him know that he's welcome. Shall we? Father, we thank you on this Monday morning. It's early, and it's a fresh new day. It has all of the makings of the day of victory, a day that you've given to us to walk in and to serve you and to shine for you. We welcome your presence in and amongst us today. We welcome the guidance and the provision that you have made for us, and the protection and security that you bring with your presence. We thank you today for just causing us to walk uprightly before your eyes in righteousness and in power and in authority. We thank you for all that are gathered with us, that you would give them their daily bread. Give us our daily bread, and we will be satisfied in our walk with you today. We thank you for yesterday and for the wonderful things that occurred around the idea of fatherhood, which you created, and you are giving us an example of what a father can be, how he loves and he provides and he gives stability to his children. Well, we thank you that we are enjoying that in walking as your children under your fathership and guidance. We thank you today. We ask for strength today. Strengthen us wherever we are weak. Give us your strength. Wherever we are in doubt, strengthen our faith. Cause us to lift our eyes to the hills from which our help comes. We thank you for having set your Son, Jesus Christ, over the holy hill of Zion. And we rebuke, along with you, every design and every strategy of the adversary to remove, to question, to replace what you have done, and knowing that you have done your best, and what you do is the best and the greatest for us. So we receive all that you have planned. You have works that you have ordained and foreordained that we would walk in them. So our thought today is to walk in those works that you have provided. We ask you to forgive us for our mistakes, our errors, our missing the mark, and in ways that displeased you. We ask today for forgiveness for those shortcomings, and we ask that you would apply the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, shed for us, applied to our lives. It was shed for times like these when we need a Savior, and He's our Savior. So we thank you today, and we bless your holy name for removing from us our sin, because you provided our lamb, our Passover lamb. And so death has to leave. Death has to be removed. Death is evicted. All of those plans and strategies that the enemy has plotted against us shall not prosper. No weapon form shall prosper. So we rebuke the principalities and the powers of the air that would seek to pollute our atmosphere, and we invite the King of Glory to come in. And so song goes up from our hearts, songs of praise and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, welcome to our program, our prayer event on this Monday morning. And I trust that you're feeling fine in your spirit, your soul, and your body. Maybe a little worn and tired from celebrating on yesterday. But it was wonderful to see families get together and attend worship, and fathers leading their families to worship. That was such an awesome sight. Today on my heart list, and I call it that because these are things that I believe the Lord has placed on my heart, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I therefore lay out before the Lord whatever He places on my heart, and I trust that there's something on your heart that you would like to bring back to Him for Him to rule and overrule. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, don't be afraid to mention that. You can interrupt me at any time as we go forward. Here's a couple of things that are on my heart, and I believe God wants us to pray into them. Many families are traveling for one reason or another. The weather is good. It's approaching summertime. It's late spring now. Many families are traveling. We want to pray for them. We know of a few people in particular that are traveling, you know, to get away and have a little bit of recreation and rest and vacate just a little bit. And then we want to pray for grandparents. I'm particularly moved on my heart concerning grandparents and the role and the important role that is that they play. After having raised their children, and we see this throughout our community, they now have to rescue and be a resource on behalf of and for their grandchildren for any number of reasons. Some of it is just plain support as their families try to make a living. Grandparents may find themselves sitting with the children and bringing their experience to bear on behalf of those children and those children's parents. Or they may have to take over completely because the children are dysfunctional, so they have to bring the babies home to their homes and actually raise and provide for them. So it's quite a challenge, and it's a phenomenon that we've seen for a couple of decades now in our community, where it's really, really has really progressed and in numbers in our community. So those are a couple of things right off I'd like to submit to you and to us for prayer. That is, families that are traveling for vacations, they're on the highway, and we are going to ask for safety for them going and coming from wherever their destinations are. And once again, we pray for grandparents. Before we go into that, I would love to give you the priority, should you have a prayer or a praise report on your heart. Now would be a good time, while the time moves, and it moves quickly forward. Would you mention that in our hearing, and we would be honored to leverage the power of agreement with you on behalf of whatever your prayer request is. So if you have that, now would be a good time to share that. Unless that is so, let us go right to prayer for grace and strength for grandparents who need it. Father, we thank you for the generations. We thank you, Lord, that nothing that man has done and will do or could do can stop your plan. And your plan is for persons to be in families. You plan that families represent whole tribes, whole clan, whole nations, if you will, and that these nations would worship and bless your name. We thank you, Lord God, for grandparents and the strength that you have given them, that they have overcome many challenges, many obstacles, and you're providing for them, and you're doing it in such a way that even though systems of our society may not give them the kind of support that they should be getting, nevertheless, you make it possible that they can stand on behalf of their grandchildren. Now that they've raised their own children, they can be a support once again for children, and in this case, the grandchildren. Bless those children. And we know that they're blessed because you've provided grandparents who are willing to stand in the gap on their behalf. So we praise your name for that on this day. And we ask for strength favor. We ask for the strengthening of the faith of these grandparents. We ask that your provision would continue to come to them, because you're Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and you've proven yourself already to these grandparents. So they cry out and they pray and they seek your face and they ask of you. And we join them today in agreement that your promises are yea and amen. Everything that you have placed in your word that's called a promise, you intend to fulfill it. And we ask for the fulfillment of those promises. We ask on behalf of the grandchildren, the great-grands, and on behalf of the grandparents on this day. Give them not only strength, but the wisdom that they need in order to give good and righteous direction to their families, Lord. Give them a sense of your presence with them as they move through this day and every day. As they come, Lord, to places of crossings, we ask that you would divide the waters for them. They would see once again the parting of the waters, so that they can cross over into those places that you have, by prophetic word and destiny, that they would touch and meet. They would overcome. They would conquer. We thank you for the victory that you've given to them on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And if you're a grandparent, great-grand, doesn't matter, well, that prayer was for you to be able to stand, even when you feel weary and you feel like giving up. Well, don't surrender. The word is, God has given you authority over every mountain. Imagine that. What seems like a mountain, you can speak to that thing. And we want to pray today for the courage and the stand where we're able to speak to the mountains. We speak to the mountains. That's God's plan. So why don't we do that right now, if you would join me. Every mountain in your life, you can command it. According to God's word, according to Mark chapter 11, verse 23, you can speak to the mountain and you can command it to be removed and cast into the sea. Yeah, that's Jesus' words. Those are his words. He said, we can do that. So we want to speak to the mountains today. Think of every mountain that's in your life, and we're going to speak a word directly to the mountains, because God has given us the authority, whatever it is. The mountain seems large, even now as you look at it. It looms high. It covers the horizon. You're unable to see past the mountain. But now you can speak to the mountain. Now we're reminded by God's word, and we will pray through God's word concerning the mountains. And the mountains shall become a plain. A plain is a open view of the land without the obstacles of the mountain. I've had the privilege of going through the Midwest and what is called the Flatlands, And I tell you, there is nothing for as far as the eye could see, and it appears that the sky is touching the ground. The natives call that phenomena Big Sky. No mountains. It's just flat. It's amazing. And it's not something we're used to seeing, particularly if you live in the cities. It's the horizon is rather limited because of the tall buildings and all of those things. And in the case of, we speak of, is their mountains. So let us pray a word speaking directly to the mountains in our lives. I speak to every mountain in my life and command it to be removed and cast into the sea, according to Mark chapter 11 and verse 23. Micah verse 2 and chapter 26 says, Let every evil mountain hear the voice of the Lord and be removed. I speak to every financial mountain to be removed from my life in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to the mountains and command them to hear the word of the Lord and be removed, according to the prophet Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 4. Every mountain must be removed. Let the mountains tremble at the presence of the Lord. That's Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 10. I contend with every mountain and command them to hear my voice. Micah chapter 6 and verse 1. Lay the mountain of Esau, the flesh, that is, to waste. Malachi 1 and 3. Put forth your hand, O Lord, and overturn the mountains by the root. Job chapter 28 and verse 9. Today we speak to every mountain of debt to be removed and cast into the sea. Father, you are against every destroying mountain, according to Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 25. Let the mountains melt at your presence, O God. Judges chapter 5 and verse 5. Make waste the evil mountains in my life, according to Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 15. We pray, Father, that as we thresh every mountain, we beat them small and make the hills as chaff, according to Isaiah 41 and 15. Every mountain in my way will become a plain, according to Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 7. Amen. What we are left with after speaking to our mountains, we are left with plains. Open perspective, open scenery, no mountains. The ground is level. The horizon is far. We can see far. And it appears that the sky touches the ground. That's how far we can see. No mountains. Isn't that wonderful? Well, we have been given permission to speak to the mountains. Jesus Christ himself gave us that permission in the 11th chapter of Mark. And so we've just done that. See the open view, the open perspective. Feel the breeze of his presence. Yes. What was and what were mountains are no more. That's according to God's word. We just prayed his word back to him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord Most High. He is the God of our righteousness. He's the God of deliverance. He is the most awesome, most powerful force in the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, if you're available to give a prayer request, please do that. We want to pray with you right now. We want to thank God for what he's just done for us. We can see the horizon. It's now open. We have an open view. We thank him. Hallelujah. Praise his name. We're inviting prayer requests and or praise reports. And we thank God for answering prayer. The 12-year-old child that was stabbed on an elevator along with her 7-year-old friend, and the friend passed, and the child was in critical condition in the hospital in the city of New York. Well, she went home, I believe it was early last week. I forgot to actually mention that. She was released from the hospital and went home and has recovered wonderfully, and we did have the privilege of praying for her on this program. And so I was glad to hear that report, that she's returned to her home, to her neighborhood, and she's doing fine. So that's a praise report of what God can do. Innocent child, you're just going out to get ice cream, and someone attacked them, and that person subsequently arrested after being placed on parole just a few weeks before and released from prison. So now he is back in prison. We pray that God would touch and transform him and give him a heart, a flesh, one that feels and responds to the voice of God. Hallelujah. Well, we want to pray as well for our leaders. And the Lord placed in my heart to pray for the mayor and of our city. He's to be sworn in I don't know, a week or two. He's a newly elected mayor, and so he will be sworn in, and God is going to help him, particularly when people like you and I are praying for him. We need to pray for him. Want to pray for the governor of our state, Governor Christie, that God would speak to his heart, and his heart would be responsive to God's biddings. So let's pray for Mayor-elect Roz Baraka and for our present governor, Governor Christie. Father, you said that we should pray for our leaders. And Father, we are obedient to that call even now. And we lift up the mayor of our city, that you would give him the wisdom. The same is true for the governor of our state, that you would give him your wisdom. Strengthen him, Lord. Cause them to look to you for all the help that they need. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the ruler and the overruler, and that your grace is sufficient to carry these men through the tunnels of leadership, down the highway of righteousness. Show them your heart and show them your will, so that they will rule justly, that they will have the faith and confidence that even as they face hard choices, difficult decisions, that they will look to you, as every leader should, for help. Help these men. Show them your ways and your heart. Teach them to walk after you. Teach them, Lord, to feel according to your heart as they serve people. Bless both of them with understanding that they never had. Open up the doors and you come in. You're invited to come in and to sup with these men in the name of Jesus. Father, give them dreams and give them vision that they may lead your people and there would be a peaceable life in our city and in our state because of the understanding that you've imparted to these men. These leaders. Bless their families and keep their families secure as well. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And I believe there's agreement, and we can say amen and amen. Praise the Lord today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be His holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you've done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. We do need safety. That is divine safety and protection. And so last Friday, we prayed for, in particular, we prayed for safety and protection for the contractors and persons that are working on our building this week, that they would be safe, no one would be hurt or injured in any kind of way. And we want to remember that and stir up that prayer and that reality on this day, because this week there'll be work going on, and we want every worker to be safe. We're praying ahead of the process because we know that there's resistance from principalities and powers to what God is doing in our midst. So we want to affirm and speak to those powers, rebuking them, commanding them to take up their weapons and to run, to leave the atmosphere and scene of where God is doing what He is doing, restoring and rebuilding and providing for people. Now, Father, we cover our property in the east, in the west, the north, and the south, and that no witchcraft, no work of the kingdom of darkness shall or can prosper against what you're doing at our address, that only your plan and purposes will see manifestation, see the light of day, because you are our God. We are your people. So we proclaim and establish safety and peace and provision. No destruction can come near our address in the name of Jesus, that what you have planned will be coming forth. The vision will continue to grow. The perspective will continue to be real and made manifest for all to see. We thank you that you are in control of every activity, and that your ministering angels are on assignment. They're on duty to do your bidding, which is to secure, protect, to make safe, to provide, to assist. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. We bless your name today. Thank you, Lord, for the process, and the process is divinely inspired and guided and constructed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, the sun is up in our zone anyway. The sky is clear. It's a wonderful day. Even if those things weren't true, it's wonderful because we're seeing it. Hallelujah. That makes it a tremendous blessing. God is good, isn't he? Praise the Lord. Well, our time is winding up, and it would please my heart greatly if we not leave anyone without an opportunity to give their praise report and or a prayer request, because that's what we're here for, isn't it? So we want to give you the opportunity to speak what's on your heart, so that the Lord will be thrilled. He will be happy. We're praying as well for families that are traveling, and we know some. We know the Peden family will be traveling. They'll be going south and for a little vacation. So we want to pray for them. And we know their children that would be traveling as well, going to visit with relatives for the summer and all of that. We want to cover them as well. We want to cover whatever needs covering. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, we have this great opportunity that we can bring in and invite heaven into every situation. And certainly we do this as people that we love and care about, and people that we don't even know, but they're rolling down the highway. And we want to rebuke every spirit that's assigned to cause accidents in the name of Jesus. Father, on behalf of the families that we know and care and love that will be traveling this week, we pray, O God, that you would have your angels on guard, watching over every one of them, that not a hair on their heads would be in danger. They would be safe. Your angels will move right alongside their vehicles as they go down the highway. You would protect them from every possibility of hurt or harm or danger, that they would have a great testimony of a pleasant and wonderful time of recreation and visiting with family and friends. They will just have a good time. We pray for the children that are going away as well, that you will cause them to have a wonderful time. They will not be injured in any kind of way. You will watch them and watch over them, and they will be safe, because that's your heart, that's your desire. And we know you want to give us the desires of our heart. Our desire is that they would have extreme safety, pleasure, and fun in the name of Jesus, and that no weapon that the spirits of the air would plan, no strategy would be successful. No weapon will prosper against these people whom you love. No weapon. And at the end of the day, they will know that you are the God who is the keeper. You are the keeper, protector, in the name of Jesus. You are our strong tower. In you we can hide. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, our time is winding up, and thank you for joining us on this wonderful Monday morning. And it's a blessing. It's as I said, the sun is up over the horizon. We can see the sun just filtering through the trees, and the weather is predicted to be a wonderful, a great day, nice and comfortable. And so my prayer is that you would enjoy that all day this day. Want to ask you again, as you bless your meals, at the same time, ask God to bless Pastor Gregory, bless myself. Yes, and of course my wife as well. Bless us. We need your prayers. We really, really do need your prayers, because of God's assignment upon us and what he has given us to do. We cannot do it on our own. We need his help. So we ask that you would intercede for us, that we would be successful in all that God has given us to do, and that we would have the strength. We need strength, that we would have all our needs met, because God is able. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So thank you for joining us today. I want to leave with us a benediction of from God's Word. And it comes from 2 Thessalonians, and it's chapter 3 and verse 16. And it says, "Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all." And I think we could say amen. We want him with us, don't we? Well, we're looking forward to being with you again on tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. For prayer. Bring your heart. Bring your heart with you, and what God has placed on your heart as well. Bring that with you so that the Lord will be blessed as we minister to him at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Once again, walk with the King today. Hallelujah. praise the name of the Lord. Be blessed. Thank you once again for joining us.
Thank you.